field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Welcome to this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Going to take a national view of this football team on this show. Phil Simms from CBS Sports, longtime friend, colleague, co-author. He is going to join us, and we're going to talk about Brandon Weeden. We're going to get the perspective, the objective and distant but intelligent, insightful perspective of somebody who knows that quarterback position, and also see how things compare with Weeden and the other rookie quarterbacks, this being the year of the rookie quarterback in the National Football League. So Phil Simms, as good an authority as you can get on that. Jason Pinkston, second-year offensive guard for the Browns. What's on his mind? Jameer Howerton finds that out in our Inside the Locker Room segment on this show. And we'll spend a great deal of this show breaking down what you have to say, your comments, your questions, submitted via our official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll get to those momentarily. Also want to mention that I like the sound effect there too, by the way. And our email, you can submit them via email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com is another way you can get aboard with us with your questions and comments. And voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. A quick note on the injury report, a new name cropping up on the did not participate, Scott Fujita, linebacker, of course, his name has been prominent in the news because of Roger Goodell's revision of the suspension to one game from three for Fujita for his connection with the Saints bounty situation. But he did not practice today, listed with shoulder and neck injuries. Travis Benjamin still not practicing. Mohamed Massaquah, both with hamstring injuries. And Jordan Norwood on that list with a foot injury second day. He's not practicing. Dimitri Patterson out of practice with an ankle injury. Ataba Rubin with a calf injury. This is a significant injury list of guys not practicing and whose status obviously is going to be in question for Sunday's game against the Bengals. One name who saw limited action and it sounds very confident that he will be playing is DeQuell Jackson. Had the head injury against the Giants, but he was out there today. Huge to have him as part of this game no matter what, but I think we all know that he's the guy who came up with those three sacks and the interception return touchdown in the course of his season. Three of those sacks, of course, against the Bengals, and has had a pick six to his credit. This guy, the catalyst of this defense. Joe Hayden, critically important, and having him back is from that suspension, huge. But DeQuell Jackson, thinking about a game without Jackson in there. I know the whole next man up thing, but that's just a loss that this team just can't afford to have at this stage, at any stage. To your question, Scott from Facebook, he says, Greg Little will finally haul one in, and we have some talent at wide receiver. The defense is the problem. Someone other than Jackson, the aforementioned DeQuell Jackson, needs to step up and make plays. It helps to have Joe Hayden back. This is Scott's general view on the state of this Browns team heading into this game against the Bengals. And I think that the receiver question now is just about health and limited as it can be with just Greg Little, just Josh Gordon, having only those guys, and then you do get Alex Smith back at tight end. That's helpful. But the receiving core as a whole, wow. I mean, this is problematic, and Josh Cribbs factors into that as well. But if you don't have Travis Benjamin or Mohamed Massaquah back, you're really you're operating at a severe handicap. Let's put it that way. I think as much as people want to rag on the receiving group, this is a better receiving core when those guys are healthy. Jesse from Facebook, he said, this rookie quarterback is running the best offense I've seen in a while. Joe Hayden is back. We're still missing Phil Taylor, he points out. If he was there, we would be singing a different tune. I think it's easy to... it's not easy to overlook Phil Taylor, no. Let's retract that. But his absence probably doesn't get... It's sort of become like an afterthought, especially when Joe Hayden was out those four games. There was much more focus on his absence. And the thought that the two rookies, John Hughes and Billy Winn, doing a good job, a really good job in the middle, I think it's going to be a whole different level of challenge if you're taking a Tabo Rubin out of there with that calf injury Sunday along with Phil Taylor. Now the onus is really on these two guys to do the job. They've had that pressure on them, and they've responded, I think, reasonably well. I think they've accounted themselves in a decent way. I don't know that either one of them has had a rookie of the year type of season or anything that's going to garner league honors, but I think they've been, for rookie players, they've done a decent job. And they need to do better, and I think they will with every opportunity that they get to play. And the other thing is Chris Gokong's absence, him missing with that Achilles injury that he suffered and gone for the season. That just almost never gets talked about or brought up. And I guess part of it is because you just don't dwell on those who aren't part of the team. But this team's missing a lot without him in there. It just is. Charles from Facebook, he said, I've said it before, but I will say it again. This team is much like the early years of Brian Sipe and Greg Pruitt. He says they did not win much then, but you knew the foundation to a good team was there. A full season of learning, some free agents, and a good draft, and this team transforms into a winning program. I like that perspective. I think we always do that, too, is what does this remind us of? Who does that remind us of? And in the general sense, and you've also heard the comparisons made with the 89 Cowboys going from they were 1-15 in 89, and then a few years later they had 11 wins and they were a Super Bowl team. And that was pretty good acceleration. The Herschel Walker, the famous or infamous, whatever you want to call it, trade with the Vikings came into play there as well. Jimmy Johnson there. This was the Jerry Jones takeover Cowboys, so a lot went into that. And you can find the parallels. A lot of young people. Now, I don't know if, again, the Browns have a Brian Sipe or a Troy Aikman at quarterback. We'll see what Brandon Whedon ultimately becomes. I think people are more confident that a Trent Richardson is going to be a tremendous player. I mean, in the great level of greatness, but that's, again, we've only seen a five-game snapshot there, too, so you want to hold back, and as Bill Parcells is famous for saying, not put him in Canton just yet. But I do like those comparisons of where you see foundation in pieces in place and that you can see how a young team can gel and develop into what you're talking about with those early years of those Browns teams. And this team could only hope to be as good. And, again, with that Cowboys comparison, you had the ownership thing coming into play, meaning a new person, a new direction under Jerry Jones. The Browns, on Tuesday, will officially have a new owner by the name of Jimmy Haslam in Chicago. By the way, this show will be there. We're going to broadcast from those league meetings in Chicago when the other owners vote, do the expected, and approve the Browns purchase or sale of the Browns and the purchase by Jimmy Haslam. So we'll have all that coverage for you there. All right, we've got much more coming up. I mentioned Brandon Whedon, and I mentioned analysis of this young quarterback. So Phil Sims is going to help us break that down. Who better than Sims to do that? That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Thursday edition. Vic Carucci with you here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about 10 grand off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's been stolen. They go high. Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Did you know that a sneeze can linger in the air for hours? Now trying to avoid breathing in the germs of that sneeze can be like playing a full regulation game plus overtime all on defense. Exhausting. Discount Drug Mart and Halo want to keep you on the offensive this season. Halo is the first ever oral antiseptic that kills airborne germs you breathe in. Just three sprays in the back of your mouth can protect you for up to 6 hours. Pick up Halo at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. For more information, visit halogermdefense.com.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey! Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. Fiona, according to the signs, Ford is having some sort of a big tire event. I just want to confirm a few things. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event?
They're big.
Okay. What about the selection? Put that in your own words for me.
Big.
I see. In terms of rebates, how would you really sum the whole...
They're big, Mike. Big.
Sensing a pattern.
Right now, buy four Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental Tire, Hankook, or Pirelli tires for a $60 mail-in rebate. And use the Ford Service credit card and earn an additional $60. That's up to $120.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
That's a great answer. I had no idea you were going to go there.
Subject to credit approval. Rebate by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Back with you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And guess what? We're going to be on location tomorrow at the PNC Bank in Solon. We invite you to join us for PNC Bank's tailgate with the Browns. Starts at 4 p.m. tomorrow, 4 to 7:30 p.m. And this is the PNC Bank located at 33400 Aurora Road in Solon. Hanford Dixon and Eric Metcalf are going to be there. They're going to be on this show, and they're going to be available for autograph signings and photos, the works. They're going to start there at about 5:30 p.m., about a half hour before we go on the air. Complimentary food and beverage, but they'll be, you know, signing and doing interacting with you throughout. Complimentary food and beverage served. Chops, the Browns mascot, there from 5:30 to 7:30. A Junior Backers Kids Club tent will be there, so bring out the kids. It's always fun for them. And hourly drawings for two tickets to an upcoming Browns home game will be held as well. And this segment, this National View, is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now, one of the very top analysts in the NFL for CBS and a great friend, Phil Simms. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Well, Vic, always a pleasure to be on, and I really do. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I know you study quarterbacks about as thoroughly as anyone can, and this has been the year when rookie quarterback discussion has dominated. And, yeah, the Browns are part of that discussion with Brandon Whedon. Wanted to get your thoughts on what you've seen of young Whedon so far.
Yeah, well, I think I've talked about him a lot so far this year, and there's no doubt you can see the improvement and that he's getting more comfortable, and he's starting to show off what I think is – you know, a good trait of his that made him a first-round draft pick in the NFL is the fact that he can get the football down the football field with ease. And I think that's always a, to me, that's a great skill. Can you make the big throws and not have to work real hard at it? He can do that, and that's why it should give the Cleveland fans a little hope, especially from the offensive side.
This has come up since the day he was drafted, and I guess it's brought up probably a little more this week because on Sunday he turns 29. And,
right.
And I wonder from your perspective, Phil, how much that you were more, you came into the league more conventionally in terms of age when you were drafted by the Giants. But how do you, where do you fall on that whole issue of how much it matters that he is 29 as a rookie?
Well, I'll just say this. I don't think it's as big a deal as it used to be, because who are we kidding? Everybody goes, you know, they talk about careers. So he's in the prime of his career as far as age-wise to me for quarterbacks, 28 to 36. So, you know, really, if you're a Browns fan or an NFL fan, you know, 7 years down the road, you know, whatever, who cares? I mean, it means nothing. It really does. I think the fact that he's older, you know, of course, he's going to have a little more toughness to him mentally, just because age does that to you regardless if you're playing football or not. And he did get a lot of throws at Oklahoma State, that's for sure. So that, and being put in there right away with the Cleveland Browns, I think it's, you know, the growing process, getting him ready to be a winning quarterback, all those things are shortened because of the circumstances you've talked about.
And when we talk about that process from Oklahoma State transitioning to the NFL, the type of offense that he ran there, he seems very – I mean, he was in shotgun, obviously, quite a bit in college, but he seems very comfortable working under center, which is mostly the case, and handling this Browns West Coast scheme.
Yeah, I think he I think he does look comfortable under the center. People, I'm sure a lot of fans are always going, well, gosh, it can't be that difficult. And I say to them, be careful there. I think it's a little more difficult than you think.
Right.
And it's just about the body movement, the mechanics of throwing the football, just learning to, you know, to get in that rhythm of faking, turning, dropping back, you know. So he's transitioned well. I just think it shows you, too, that he's, you know, he was put on earth to throw it. Yeah. And it's a baseball, a rock skipping across the pond or lake, or throwing a football. You can see it's pretty natural for him, so he's made a great transition.
And it really seems to be going well in general for a few of these guys, watching Andrew Luck with his big game against the Packers, watching Robert Griffin III, the way he's played. In any way, and I know this about you. You and I collaborated on a book in which you stated very emphatically that there shouldn't be this fear of putting a rookie quarterback out there because, oh my God, he won't be able to handle things. You're a proponent of throwing guys into the fire, unless I'm wrong about that. But that's what I remember your stance was. So you are all for this idea of these guys playing and doing as well as they've done really the last 2 years with rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's such a new day and age. It really is. They're so much more prepared. And quite honestly, there's just better quarterbacks coming to the league now, or more of them than there ever has been before. And that will continue. Every year we're going to have a crop of QBs because of the way football is being played at all levels. And, you know, you draft them in the first round for a reason. Most likely you draft them in the first round because they have more physical talent than the guys you have on your roster. So they have the physical talent. You know, a little experience helps, but I think the other thing is, too, why they can make it work is because most teams, when they draft a quarterback high, are putting everything into their quarterback. In other words, drafting players around him, free agents, the coaching, the management of the game is all about their quarterback. And when you do that, they progress faster, and you really get an identity as a football team. So that's just a couple reasons why it's working, and we're seeing some young quarterbacks. I'm watching them. And from first year to second year, I see a tremendous difference in a lot of these guys. I watched Christian Ponder, and I can't even believe it's the same guy I watched at Florida State because I'm not ashamed to say it. I did not like him coming out. I couldn't find anything at Florida State to make me think that he was a so-called franchise quarterback or a first-rounder, but hey, I'll eat those words because I watched him again last week and I went, wow, he looks good. And Vic, the other big thing is you can tell he's being coached very well and he is taken to it. He's been a big surprise up there in Minnesota.
Phil Simms from CBS, and you can also catch him on Showtime's Inside the NFL. This week's edition will debut tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You just put that show together today.
And got Lawrence Taylor on tonight, so, you know, we'll see. We did some long segments with him. We'll see how they cut a couple of them up. But
your former teammate with the Giants.
Yeah. It's not the usual show, that's for sure.
I'm looking forward to that already.
All right.
But, Phil, again, on this quarterback discussion, Luck's performance was something special because, I guess, the circumstances, right? The emotion, Chuck Pagano going to the hospital for treatment. And you too, to the Phil Simms school of thought, believe that, you know, emotion and motivation, those things can drive a lot. But obviously, you also have to be able to play well. But how big of a role did the Pagano part have in that?
Well, I think once they once the team kind of found its rhythm, you know, I always say it, they caught up, they had the fever. And then on really on both sides of the ball, the second half of that game, that was a whipping. And it was incredible. I couldn't believe I was watching a 15-1 team from last year. I thought Green Bay's offense physically got beat up. And Indianapolis' offense, the only thing that kept that game close, it was a first-year quarterback because Bruce Arians must have just come in and saw Andrew Luck and took one of those double dictionary playbooks and threw it on the table and said, all right, here it is. We're going to do them all. We're going to do everything. Mm-hmm. And they do. It's unbelievable to watch this Colts offense, to see where it is after four games and the amount of stuff they run and execute. And when Andrew Luck really gets the hang of being an NFL thrower, well, the numbers are going to be ridiculous because the coordinator and the head coach right now, Bruce Arians, is giving him lots of opportunities, and they got some talented wide receiver. And the system is, I don't know what else to say about it except it's fantastic. So Andrew Luck is one of those guys we're talking about. This franchise, the draft, everything about the Colts is about Andrew Luck. They're focusing it on him, and it's not going to work. It's going to work big time. And I don't know, it might even be this year. I'm not going to say they can't be a playoff team this year.
Wow.
This team is going to, they're on the upswing, and it's going to happen fast.
And RG3 had that unfortunate collision for him, but something he's got to learn from as well. But other than that, generally, it's all the things you say about Luck and what he means to the Colts. We're seeing the Redskins focus with RG3 as well.
Yeah, you know, but it's a different thing. It's a little bit it's a different way of doing it, of course. They're not the same type of quarterback. But I think the Redskins, as time goes on, will settle into a core of NFL plays. And I don't know if they have that right now. You know, one week it was screens, and then it was the fake screens and throw it inside. And then it was fake this, and the quarterback ran. And then we did the option. And, you know, sooner or later in this league, you got to drop back and throw a curl. You got to throw in cuts. And you just got to do the mundane stuff that's maybe not exciting to the fans that we don't pay attention to. But I think that, you know, they're progressing towards that. But the Redskins' passing offense is not close to where it will be probably in another year or so.
Of the perfect records right now, the Falcons at 5-0, the Texans at 5-0, which of those do you believe in the most?
I believe in them both. No hesitation. The Texans have depth, a lot of good players. Question marks about them, you know, maybe worry about their all right side of their offensive line. Let's put just a little thing there. I do worry about their second wide receiver. If Andre Johnson was the Andre Johnson of 4 years ago, I wouldn't say that. I don't know if he is yet. Maybe he will turn into that. But the second wide receiver would worry me. But they're very good. A lot of good defensive players. And for the Atlanta Falcons, you also know, yeah, you need talent in the NFL, but coaches make stars.
Right.
And I believe that so deep in my heart. Well, how did the Texans defense go from almost last to first in 1 year? All the players, like, lifted weights that offseason and they changed them? I mean, you know, it's the coaching.
Yeah.
And when you look at Atlanta, Dirk Cutter, what he's done to this offense, he's turned Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Roddy White into damn supers. Tony Gonzalez, it looks like it's 25. If I watched him twice on, you know, coach's tape, I kept going, this Gonzalez will not retire when this year's over if this keeps up.
Right.
It's too easy. He's got to be having fun. He is in nothing. It's a pass offense first, and they're doing a great job. And also, just like Mike Nolan, how about what he did against Peyton Manning? Let's stand 11 of them up and move around because we're trying to stop some of the basic plays that Peyton always runs. And it worked. It was just enough for them to hang on. So that's what it's about. I think that's one of the big reasons why I believe in the Atlanta Falcons.
Steelers going to be on Thursday Night Football. They're at 2-2. Looking at the rest of the AFC North, of course, the Ravens, they're at 4-1, and the Browns taking on the 3-2 Bengals. As you look at the rest of this AFC North, how is it stacking up for you? How strongly do you believe that you have a contending team, a Super Bowl team, perhaps, as people have talked about, in this Ravens team, which the Browns gave a good fight to on Thursday night?
Listen, I thought the Browns outplayed them. And the difference was the Browns just weren't ready to win. Mm. You know, the game was set up. It was there. But they couldn't take advantage of it because they're not ready yet. The high on, whatever you want to say, Shermer needs more time. The quarterback wasn't ready. Some of the young players weren't ready. But they were there. I got to see more from the Ravens. I'm not a huge believer yet. I just think that, you know, I thought it was a miracle they beat Kansas City this past week when I watched the game. I went, wow. You know, they're fumbling on the 6-inch line. The Kansas City Chiefs did everything they could to lose, and finally they did because they were trying hard. We want to lose. And they finally got it done, you know, knocked the ball up in the air, which their receivers seem to do every week you watch them. It's a tip pass for an interception. So the Ravens, the defense, is a concern. And, you know, that's Joe Flacco, I think, is playing very well. But the defense, I still don't know if they can pressure the passer enough to be a big-time contender yet.
And the Steelers?
Well, the Steelers, you know, of course, I like John Harbaugh a lot, there's no doubt. But, you know, I look at Mike Tomlin, keeps his team on edge. And they just got the great equalizer, Vic. You know, you go through all these things, but, man, they got the equalizer over there. The quarterback is special. And, when they win, you just go, well, they wouldn't have won if they wouldn't have had Ben Roethlisberger. Huh. Well, the problem is they got him.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. But, again, their defense, it would concern me. It really would. They can't pressure the quarterback without a unique blitz. And, You see this league now. It's hard to get free runners at quarterbacks.
Sure.
When you see a team that lets free runners come at the quarterback, just remember it because there'll be another new coach there next year. You got to be able to pick blitzes up. So the Steelers, to me, have a lot of question marks too. But Rashard Mendenhall coming back, oh, my gosh. A couple times last week against Philadelphia, Vic, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. But the quarterback just – he's just a big eraser. He can cover up a lot of things on a football team.
Phil, I could talk with you forever about this game. Great stuff, and appreciate it, and we will talk soon, my friend.
Well, Vic, always a pleasure, and I'm doing a better job this year. I'm trying to follow the teams closer, so I've been watching the Browns play, and I saw the Giant game, and, boy, you think, oh, but that's just a sign of a team that's not ready. When you get a lead like that, you can't hold it because there's still too many loose ends.
Sure.
And the fact that they should have beat the Ravens, but I know it's going to get better. And you do see Trent Richardson. I'm a believer. A lot of good things to build on, that's for sure.
He is the real deal. And you're the real deal. He is Phil Simms from from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony!
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy!
Liberty's been stolen, Maple Heights. Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to wait to take a loop.
Here's some math for back to school that everyone can understand. The Loop's 10 for under 10 bucks. Fill up your tank with the Loop's signature creations for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get too quick to stay confused.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
It's the final days of the buy one, get two suit and sport coat sale at Joseph A. Bank. And now, we're adding any outerwear up to $495 absolutely free. Just in time for fall. At the same time, almost everything else at Joseph A. Bank is 50% off. And your third item's free. Shirts, ties, pants, sweaters, outerwear, and more. Thursday through Sunday, that's all suits and sport coats. Buy one at regular price. Get two more of equal or lesser value. Plus, add any outerwear priced up to $495 free. Almost everything else is 50% off regular price. And your third of equal or lesser value is free. Thursday through Sunday, with most stores opening early Friday and Saturday at 8 a.m. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Watches, shoes, gift cards, rentals, and works collection not included.
At Shaker Plaza, Rocky River, Crocker Park, and Legacy Village, Strongsville, Hudson, Canton, and Belden Village, Summit Mall in Akron, and Southern Park Mall in Youngstown.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, we're going to get back to your questions and your comments submitted via the Browns official social media pages. But we want to tell you that Sunday's game versus the Bengals is presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers in the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Be sure to arrive to the stadium early, as the first 16,000 fans will receive a free poster featuring some of your favorite Browns players, courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. This is courtesy of Facebook and Twitter. The Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily, is the handle on that. Check out that site. It gives you updates on the show, all that we got going on here every day. And what else? Voicemail, 855-363-DAILY. You can reach us that way, 855-363-2459. Email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. A bunch of you like to go that route. All right, Vicky from Facebook, she says, go Browns. I wasn't taught to walk away when things get tough. We need some stability. We need the same players, same coaches. We can only get better. So she wants things to stay in place. Well, here's the thing, Vicky. At 0-5, the conversation does turn to what can be done to make it better. And, yeah, internally, when you listen to Pat Shurmur, when you listen to the two coordinators speaking today, doing their weekly media thing today, Dick Turan and Brad Childress, it's all about making what you have make the team better, doing it with what's here. And it applies to their efforts on a daily and weekly basis to just charge ahead and fix it. From the outside, it's different. From the outside, it's, no, you got to blow things up. You've got to start over again. And that becomes the common the common theme, and who should be surprised by that? Because when a team is 0-5, that's the kind of song people will sing. The difference, I think, with this team, though, and this is where, and I've written this for ClevelandBrowns.com, I'm saying it on this show, and in answer to a, and there was a lot of, and we might get to some of that on this, in this segment, but the response that I had to what I wrote and talked about regarding why someone should stay, should keep the faith, stay hopeful, that things can get better here. It's primarily rooted in the fact this team does have talented players. They are very young, talented players. You just heard Phil Simms talk about believing in the Trent Richardson, talking about Brandon Whedon in a positive way. The ability to throw that ball down the field, to move the team, to do the things that a quarterback must do. And those are genuine qualities that those two players have. But there are other pieces to this young puzzle that I think are legitimate. And why you can keep that in place and keep a program in place. I am not predicting what will happen here. I have no idea. And especially after Tuesday, when a new owner takes over and could have a whole different view on how this thing should be run. Because right now he's not in a position, and I keep saying he, Jimmy Haslam, I mean Jimmy Haslam and whoever else is part of his thought process, and he's been doing his due diligence, going around this league and seeking counsel and advice from other owners who have been at this a long time and who have had great success in this league, and that's the right way to go about this when you're new to being the primary owner of a football team. And what that may bring is the unknown. But I can say that what's here, I don't see what's here as being empty, as being useless and hopeless and basically explaining the 0-5 record. I think there's a little bit of a contradiction there, although, as Phil Simms explained, good players, good talent, but you're not good enough yet to finish and win. Bill from Facebook, and this is his admonition to me. Start watching some football coverage outside of Cleveland. I will insert this, Bill. I do. I really watch the entire league. I have to, besides keeping abreast to talk on this show. Yes, this is a Browns-driven show, but it's 52 weeks a year. And having guests like a Phil Simms or Peter King or John Clayton or whatever, we talk Browns, but we talk about the league. Do keep up on that, and I do watch other teams, not just the Browns' opponents. I promise you that. I host a national weekly show on SiriusXM NFL Radio. For a few hours, we're talking about the whole league. Again, not just one team. So I will tell you that you're wrong to think I'm not watching the rest of the league. Bill goes on to say we're the laughingstock of the league, the punchline to everyone's joke. I'm getting really sick of it. He says Brandon Whedon may become a good quarterback, but there is no way he should have been the starter. And he says the Browns gave up the season in week one. Well, again, vehemently disagree with you, Bill. They didn't give up the season by putting Brandon Whedon in at quarterback. And I think that notion is silly. And I think the thought that he's not capable of being an excellent quarterback is silly. And there is no one I've spoken with outside of the very rabid either anti-Whedon or pro-McCoy people, and Colt McCoy, it comes into this conversation because, as you go on to say, that you think he should have been the starter and you think this is all about that. And, you know, I had this discussion earlier today with Riz on the morning show here, on the really big show, where we talked about the question of Whedon's interceptions and the numbers that speak to what is he after five games, and can I envision him, the question was posed to me, being the guy long term. And I do. I see it. And I am not trying to sell a company line. I've watched this guy. This is my own independent opinion of watching this guy through off-season workouts, through practices, through studying a lot of the tape of what he's done, and talking with a lot of people, again, objectively, not the in-house view, although that is in my process too, but it's the exterior view that tells me how good this guy can be and that there is reason to feel good about him. And he's learning. He's making the mistakes that rookie quarterbacks do make, but you're not wasting a season because he can do some exceptional things. And you can't say all he's about is interceptions and forget the rainbow, beautiful throw that was not an ordinary throw for that 62-yard touchdown to Josh Gordon. That's the kind of thing his talent allows him to do. That is not a any guy can do that throw. Sorry, it isn't. And on this Browns team, the only guy who makes that throw is wearing number 3. That's because it's what he can do. It's what he's, God's blessed him with that ability. And there's and I believe it'll manifest itself in greater ways as we go forward. Okay, with him as quarterback. All right, we've got a conversation coming up with one of the guys who helps keep Brandon Weeden upright and helps open holes for Trent Richardson. He's a guard on this football team, Jason Pinkston. He will sit down with Jameer Howerton in our Inside the Locker Room segment. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month. And I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quake Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of 1-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Take time, great food, and too quick to steak and lube.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal.
And that's just the TVs.
Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
Hey, Jimmy, do you know a lot about diamonds?
Diamonds? I sure do.
You do?
Yeah. With the great mileage I get in my Focus, I've been driving all over town looking at diamonds.
Oh, Jimmy, you have?
Yeah.
So you know all about cut, color, clarity, marquee, round, oval?
Whoa, wait a second, Jen. Round? Oval? I think you're thinking about stock car racing.
What?
Diamonds are all straight lines. 90 feet between the bases.
Of course.
Get a great deal on a fuel-efficient Focus at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
Vic Carucci with you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Thanking you for hanging out with us. We love it. And we love this. Jameer Howerton, our own, sits down with a key Browns player. And today he visits with offensive guard Jason Pinkston. Take it away.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule. We're just taking a look back at last week's game. The O-line played outstanding. You kept Brandon Weeden untouched. What was the mindset for members of this offensive line as you went into that game facing a pressuring front four such as the New York Giants?
I mean, you know, they have a great front. It was a big challenge for us. You know, we wanted to stand up. You know, they're defending Super Bowl champions, so they obviously have a pretty good front. So, I know we took it upon us as a challenge to see where we stood, and, you know, we did a pretty good job.
and seeing the way Trent Richardson has been running the ball. Not only is this a building block, but what's it been like blocking for a back like him?
It's exciting. You know, you're blocking somebody. Next thing you know, he shoots by you, makes somebody miss or runs somebody over. It's pretty exciting. He makes your job a little easier.
And as you look ahead to the Cincinnati Bengals, what are you seeing differently from this team from an offensive standpoint?
You know, I think we're coming together a lot more. You know, we're starting to hit on some things we weren't hitting on earlier in the year. You know, it's coming together pretty good. You know, Brandon's throwing some nice balls. You know, Josh Gordon's making big plays for us now. So everybody's contributing. So it's coming together.
And how's this week of preparing been so far?
Pretty good. You know, we got a good start, you know, with the film on Monday. And then we came here Tuesday, watched a little bit more film. And today, you know, we started practice and preparation. It was pretty good.
I know you can't give away too many secrets, but just seeing the way Trent ran the ball last week, is it safe to say that you guys want to establish his presence early on this week?
Absolutely. You know, we want to come out and, you know, run the ball and get him going as fast as we can, whether it be run or pass. You know, just get the ball in his hands, you know, and he's going to make something happen for us.
Knowing that you guys are facing another pressuring defensive front in the Cincinnati Bengals, what are you working on this week in practice?
Everything, man. You know, this is, you know, a great front just like the Giants, you know. You know, they do a good job of getting to the passer too, so, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us to stand up, you know, keep Brandon clean again.
And Jason, for yourself overall, we spoke this summer and you talked about how this offseason you spent a lot of time with LeCharles Bentley and how you strengthened your game. How's everything been coming along for you as you head into your second season?
You know, I feel better. You know, I feel stronger. You know, I'm moving a little bit better. You know, so, I mean, it's working out good. You know, I can't wait to, you know, get back in and put some more work in and have a full offseason and see how it works out for me.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time and good luck to you this week.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. And thank you, Jason. More of your questions and comments, the ones that you're submitting to Facebook and Twitter, the Browns official pages, those locations, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Really need a new car.
Oh, no.
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Free tires.
Buy two tires, get two more tires.
For free.
At NTB.
Select name brand.
For passenger cars.
For SUVs.
For light trucks.
Buy two, get two more free with the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on four tires.
Four tires for the price of two. At NTB.
This sale includes select name brands. Brands like Goodyear and Yokohama.
Don't miss this sale.
There is simply no place you can go to buy two tires and get two for free.
No place.
No place. But
what?
NTB.
It's incredible.
It's fantastic.
Four tires for the price of two.
That's 50% off.
That's two free tires.
Others may promise, but NTB delivers.
Thousands and thousands of tires on sale.
Four tires for the price of two with installation.
This is a sale you don't want to miss.
And it's available only at NTB.
Because NTB cares.
Cares about saving you money.
See your nearest NTB store today.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Buying a car. Second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into the third-party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows it. Customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
All right, then Browns fans unite. You're going to, of course, be able to purchase single game and three game ticket plans because they're on sale now. And don't miss your chance to get tickets for the exciting upcoming matchups. Three game ticket plans include the sold out division games versus the Bengals that Sunday, or the Steelers on November 25th. Call now for the best available seats, including the club level. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. All right, and to your questions and comments, the many that you have submitted to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, we're going to get into those with you right now and via email. This one's, though, from Facebook, Seth. Says, I watched the games, and the Browns are actually putting up the points to keep up against the teams that they've faced so far, Seth says. They just need to keep up pace toward the end of the game is all. And that's accurate, and it sounds really simple, but easier said than done. You know, this whole finishing idea, or lack thereof, I think applies, first of all, with the or connects to the lack of experience and understanding of what in the NFL is required to make that knock, to deliver the knockout blow, the dagger, whatever you want to call it. And I think at the collegiate level, it is very different. We heard Brandon Whedon talk about, you know, the windows being more available. We've heard other coaches say this as well. What a college quarterback sees and faces on a weekly basis is so different than what he sees and faces in the NFL, from a complexity of coverage standpoint, matching wits with, and it's the offensive coordinator, yes, that matches wits with the defensive coordinator, but it's still the quarterback who's in between all this, and he has to see things and do things that are, once the play is unfolding, it's up to him to figure out and know what he's seeing and understand it and trust his eyes, or be wary of what's there in the way of coverage. And then the speed factor, the athletic factor that comes into play with the types of athletes you're facing in defenders in NFL defenses, and the time that you don't basically have to do things, the decisions that must be made faster while still maintaining poise, while still maintaining focus. So I think that's part of the finishing thing, and the overall mentality of the team to do that, to not... And I don't think, by the way, I don't think it's been a stamina issue. I think the Browns' conditioning has actually been quite good. I don't see a team that looks gassed or tired in the latter parts of games. I think they've made their share of mistakes in some of these games. We've seen untimely penalties. We've seen assignment errors. And we've just seen, with the absence of frontline players, when you don't have Joe Hayden in for four games, something less than that is going to be your coverage. and you pay for it, and they have. Dan from Twitter simply asks, will the Browns get the puzzling season together? And I guess when with the description, as I just set forth, you're, puzzling is the right word, because you can't figure out these games. You can't figure out why a game like that Giants game, it doesn't compute, unravels with 3 minutes left in the first half. Yeah, that is puzzling. The Eagles game's still a puzzler. So I think there's, to answer your question, will it happen? Yes. I'm trusting experience as it's gained by these younger players will be the determining factor to allowing this team to improve. I'm putting my faith there. I don't think the dark hole just continues to be the path that we see now for the remaining, you know, the remaining 11 weeks of the season. It's got to start Sunday too. I've said that before, but you know, say it again: the urgency and the feeling and the intensity and the pressure and whatever you want to call it, all of that is high. Turn up to full volume. Derek from Twitter says, "Will Josh Gordon see an even more increased role this week after his performance against the Giants?" You know, I think his role has been fairly prominent, Derek. But a game like that certainly gives more faith to the coaching staff to involve him more in the passing game in ways that I just think it does increase that level of confidence. But he's got to show it. He's got to show that it's sustainable. And one game doesn't solve it all. One game doesn't convince everybody that he's got it all right. And by the way, he wasn't perfect in that game. He did make some mistakes and run a wrong route here and there. And the coaches take note of that, too, of plays that were left on the field that Josh Gordon didn't make, even though he had the two touchdown catches. But I do think it was a turning point. Now it's up to him to show that it's sustainable. And, yes, I do think the coaches, or especially Brad Childress's offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, as play caller, will try to capitalize on more of it. And, by the way, it isn't just his performance there. It is out of necessity. You're just down too many bodies at receiver to not have anybody playing receiver who is healthy now be prominent in your passing game. You got nobody else. I mean, you're down to just a few guys. Paul from Twitter, he's responding to my comments that there is still cause for hope for an 0-5 Browns team. Sir, are you delusional? He asked me. He said, this team has moved backwards since Eric Mangini, and he was awful. That's Paul saying that. Wow. No, I'm not delusional, Paul. I'm really not. I'm stating what I believe when I say this. I am. It's not house pablum. It is not the, what do they call it, the shill line, whatever you want to call it. No. I'm saying the hope, and I don't want to repeat myself about why, in the talent. If you don't see it, I guess you don't see it, but I do. And I'll put my 30-plus years, 34 years of watching the NFL and being able to recognize, I think, good players when I see them on the line with that. I do think there are legit players who will still be on this team and playing well for years to come. Jared from Twitter, the team is playing very well, Jared says, but why can't they play all three phases and finish the game? And youth's part of it, but it can't explain everything. It's got to be reinforced through coaching, and I think it is. But I think the message has just got to be hammered more, maybe more heavily. But I also think that you look at your roster and start making those hard decisions on which pieces you need to have that give you those kinds of players. And they don't have it all figured out now. So I do think that evolves along with the core players they have. We want to thank Phil Sims. We want to thank Jason Pinkston and Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night from PNC Bank in Solon on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.